it's stable lot, cow lot, sheep lot, or horse lot.
Yeah. The house, the cow lot, I heard that. Hmm. They let them out in different enclosures. I guess that's what that's all about.
What do you call the place where you let them go out to graze?
Pasture.
Yeah. I've heard a lot of range. Of course, you've heard a lot. Range. And that's for Texas.
That's for big ones, yeah.
Yeah. Did you ever raise cotton?
Did I ever what?
Raise cotton.
I never raised cotton, but I've been where it's raised. Yeah. It's grown instead of raised.
Uh-huh. How did you do it? How do they do it?
Well, they plant it in furrows. They plow it, chop it out, thin it out or whatever so it'll grow. Uh-huh. So it won't be so thick.
So it was chopping cotton, kind of weeding it for a hoe or something?
Yes, it could be twofold, uh-huh. Weeding it and thinning it to keep it so it grows.
What do you call grass that grows up in a cotton field where you don't want it? Here's what it says, it's undesirable grass in a cotton field.
Undesirable grass in a cotton field. Surplus is what I called. I don't know.
Oh, never mind. I don't either. It doesn't have it.
Doesn't have anything.
No, I suppose they have something. Cotton and corn are grown in a blank.
I see this.
Uh-huh. Tobacco is grown in a...
Field also.
Yeah, every patch or lot.
Patch. Yeah. Patch might have smaller significance.
Yeah. So, what things would you say would grow in a patch?
I'd think small crops like maybe tobacco, but... potatoes and foods like that.
In a field?
In a field, I'd think grains and maybe cotton fields and corn fields.
Mm. What kinds of fences do you have around the yards and the garden?
Well, around the car, it used to be, back in the older days, they called it paling fences.
Mm-hmm.
Our railing fences around the pastures of animal lot.
Slants.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Garden.
So I think it would be a picket or panel.
Picket, yeah. Well,
it could be wired. That's what most of it is now.
Yeah, is there a difference between woven and nailed fences?
Woven. Woven fences, I imagine, is a metal fence. Nailed fences, I think, would be maybe wood nailed together, you know, some form.
Yeah, woven would be like the type the kids get electrocuted on during storms, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you call the kind of fence that can injure cattle?
Can injure cattle?
Yeah, or keep them...
Electrical?
Yeah, or...
Electric fence or...
More simply...
Charged?
Yeah, or...
Electrical charge.
Or, you know, just a simple kind they have out in Texas.
Open wire?
Yeah, or the kind with little points on there, it's called?
Barbed wire.
Okay.
Barbed wire.
Other kinds of wire fences besides electrical and barbed?
Well, they used to have the railing fences like they did around, like big round homes now.
Well, listen to this. Here's what they asked us to ask. What do you call the kind of wire fence that you might catch your pants on when you try to climb?
That's the barbed wire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you name any other types of fences made of wood?
I don't know of anything.
You've already named rail fence,
one,
yeah.
Railing.
Yeah.
And,
more than one type of rail?
Hmm. Railing is that, rough-looking, timber. It's the heart of a log, really. The heartland of a log. Using rail.
Yeah. There's no other types of rail fence?
There's iron railing. There's, you know, metal railings.
And there's wood railing.
Wood and metal.
When you set up a barbed wire fence, you must dig holes for the blank.
Holes.
Okay. What would you call the one? Call just one of them.
Post hole? Okay.